Okay, there is the cool jump music I was using from yesterday, but it didn't show up last night. Welcome to the, what is this, the sixth today mini podcast from Illini.com. Sorry so many, but I'm having fun. This is a little bit of a report on, what was it, practice tonight? I guess it was this afternoon. This was the Friday afternoon practice. They were in shorts today because it was really, really hot out there. So less hitting, more kind of 11-on-11 run-through stuff, that kind of stuff. Here's what here's what I saw today. Once again, Steve Hull impressed me. Steve Hull! That's for AD fans. He was really, I just like the kid. He's really smooth. I keep saying that, but. He's really smooth in and out of his cuts. I watched some of the wide receiver drills where they have to go to a cone and dig in and cut out and, you know, this type of stuff, just a footwork drill. And he's pretty impressive. So I'm about ready to give him my my Camp Rantoul Award, but I guess we'll see what happens tomorrow night in the scrimmage. It was really hot, like I said. There was the flyover. Zook had some of his Air Force buddies, I guess, do a flyover the second time with the afterburners on. And that's, I mean, me and the guy I was with, you have to, like, duck. I mean, the plane's 200 feet above your head, but when that is so loud and so heavy that we both ducked like it was going to hit us or something. But just really, really cool stuff. The team was pretty fired up. Second flyover was during a goal line drill, and the defense was, like, taking it as their motivation. So I think that was Zook's point. Let's see. Other things from practice. Like I said in the halfway through little podcast, Shieldhouse had a bit of a rough time in the 7-on-7. He was losing balls high, threw it over three people's heads, was mad at himself, clapping his hands and such, but he wasn't happy. In the red zone drill, it was much better than last night. Last night, they got to the 25 and had to kick a field goal. Today, he threw about a 35-yard touchdown to Eddie McGee, who beat Patrick Nixon Yeoman, PNY. So, that was good to see. And then the first string defense went against a second string offense and stopped them. They held them to, I think it was a 54-yard field goal attempt, which was into the wind. There was a little breeze at the end of practice, and Dimke missed that field goal, came up short. But he certainly has the leg, because when they were kicking the other way in the, what drill was it? I guess that was the kickoff drill. Somebody jumped off sides on the kickoff, so they made him pull it back and kick it from the 25, and Dimke still put it in the end zone. So that kid has a big leg. That's going to be something to see. So again, not as much to read today. There's not as much to see when they're doing probably a little more drill. But like I said earlier, it's just really loud and really intense and really. You know, all the coaches, after every play in 11-11, sometimes all, what is it, nine assistants or eight assistants and a head coach, every single player is out there, or every single coach is out there getting on some player. Sometimes it's good job, way to get into him, way to stay low. Sometimes it's you need to sit this next play out until you can really hit somebody, you know. But it's really good to see. The intensity level is really high compared to what I've seen before, and I don't have to tell you that that's something that we've been kind of sorely lacking. So that was this afternoon's practice. Again, thanks for listening to these little things. I enjoy doing this. To be honest, I'm having a ball out here. Getting to sit down a little bit with Chris Willett, the transfer from Missouri, who is eligible this year, by the way. He's a walk-on, so he doesn't have to sit out a year. That was really fun, and then talking to Terry Hawthorne. That's a good kid, says yes sir, no sir to everybody. I'm really, really looking forward to see what he can do this fall. So with that said, I will shut off this one right here, and have a good rest of the afternoon.